Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. Coming at you with another edition of Rich's Ramblings. And in this particular edition, I'm on my way back home after a great weekend at the Golden Isle Speedway with the opening weekend of the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series. As now they head on to further south down into Florida to finish out their Georgia Florida Speed Weeks run. Unfortunately for me, this is the only time in Georgia Florida Speed Weeks that I get to attend any of the races. It'll be back in the classroom at Seymour High School tomorrow. But I greatly enjoyed and appreciative of the time that I did get to spend watching some great dirt late model racing that took place. And before going further, you know, kudos to Kyle Bronson and all the crew there at the Golden Isle Speedway. The track was great all weekend long. Put on three really good shows that anybody watched would have enjoyed, including the race on Friday night that was won by Kyle Larson. That was one of the better races that I've seen, especially over the last about 15 laps or so, with Kyle Larson, Brandon Overton, Ricky Thornton Jr., just going at it tooth and nail for those last few laps until Larson was able to pull off the win late. But kudos to Kyle Bronson and his team down there, not only putting on a great show, but having a great track, a very racy track. Saturday's attendance was great. Their grandstand was completely full, it looked like, and in all three nights they had really good pit attendance as well. So I'm sure the track did okay with all that. And to go out and run risk of having a $25,000 to win race, that was when you can be unsure about the weather this time of year and everything. So great job by them. But as far as the competition goes, Thursday night, Brandon Overton got the win. Had to fight off some late challenges from Tim McCready and from Ricky Thornton Jr. So that was fun to watch. And like I said, the Friday night show with Larson, Overton, and Thornton, that was really something to behold. I've said throughout the weekend that you can't declare a race of the year in January. It's too early for that. But if there are any races this year that are better than that one, I hope that I get to be at them, because that was a spectacular show. And then on Saturday night with the $25,000 to win race, it certainly looked like Ricky Thornton was on his way to a nice payday until the very last turn of the very last lap, when Overton made a big move on the outside and was able to get around him to collect the win. So that was a lot of fun to watch too. And, you know, if you look at the finishing results, even though he didn't win one of the races, Ricky Thornton Jr. was clearly one of the stars of the show. Never off the podium. Third place on Thursday, a second on Friday, and a second on Saturday. And on, literally just inches away from a win on Saturday. So I got to hand it to him. It was a great showing for him. And, of course, no surprise anywhere that Brandon Overton was as good as he was. He got the win on Thursday night, was right up there in the mix with Larson and Thornton all throughout those final laps on Friday night before finally finishing third. It had a little problem there. Jumped the cushion using the high line and that put him back just a little bit. And then comes back with another win, a last lap win. He led parts of the early parts of the race and then had dropped behind Thornton as they raced in traffic and was able to get around him on the last lap. So Overton was never off the podium either. As a matter of fact, on the top step of the podium twice. So that was great to see. There were other good individual performances, like I mentioned, McCready. McCready's just always there. He's one of those guys that you know when you come into the pit gate, if he's on the grounds, you know that you're going to have to beat him, because he's just consistently at the front all the time. I had the good fortune to interview him during the weekend, and he gave some great answers there on a story about how I'm going to do a story about how a guy who has been as successful as him doesn't just fall into the trap of, you know, hey, that setup worked 2 years ago, so it's going to work now, kind of thing. And he talked about that and how you have to remain open-minded in working on these cars because the technology of them changes so much. And another guy who wound up on the podium during the weekend, Tanner English. You know, Tanner English with a new team, with the Viper team this year, and certainly looked good in parts of the weekend. So I think, you know, there's no doubt that they showed the speed is there, and we'll see how that plays out throughout the rest of speed weeks, as throughout the rest of the season. But that looks like it's going to be a formidable pairing there as well. And then another guy who ran pretty well, he had struggled a little bit early on with this new ride, but Hudson O'Neill, driving for the Rocket Chassis house car for Mark Richards. You know, there were some times he ran a couple races there at the very end of last year, and then some races early this season. And, you know, seemed like he was having a little trouble kind of getting the handle on that thing. But he had two top five finishes, a fifth on Thursday and a fifth on Friday and a fifth on Saturday as well. He looked like he was on his way to a top five, and got in a little tangle there with Jonathan Davenport on Thursday night, I believe it was. I may have my days crossed up, but they all kind of run together. But wound up being put to the rear after a spin in that race, but ultimately comes in with two top fives, and it would have been three top fives had it not been for that that little moment. So you know, O'Neill and the Rocket Chassis house car seem like they're starting to put it together, which just in the nick of time, because, you know, Longhorn Chassis is just dominating everything, all three wins. Of course, Overton's in a Longhorn by Wells, and Kyle Larson driving the K&L Rumley Longhorn. So Longhorn won all the races at Votto. They won, you know, with Devin Moran, won those World of Outlaw openers at Volusia a couple weeks ago. So certainly looks like they've got everything rolling their way as well. But anyway, I look forward to the rest of Speed Weeks. I look forward to the rest of the season. But I really enjoyed getting to come down and at least take part in some of it. So I appreciate everybody who checks out InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. Thank you for that, and I will see you at the track.